News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Minister for Education Norma Foley joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Minister. I am going to ask you about smartphones in just a few moments' time, but one of the issues, obviously, you were at the teaching union conferences this week. One of the issues that keeps coming up at those conferences is the number of vacancies in the teaching profession and the difficulty with recruiting. You are being accused of a lacklustre response to this.
Good morning, Ciara. I want to acknowledge that the challenges that we face in education are not unique to us. We're seeing this in other sectors as well. We're a country at near full employment, but recognising that, and I don't underestimate the challenge and difficulty for schools. And it is more, I suppose, pronounced in some areas than others, but we have actually taken very proactive space here and very proactive measures. So, for example, there's a new pay deal, which means that young teachers starting out now has a salary of 46,000 and the top rate to 85,000. We've introduced over the last number of years more than 8,000 additional jobs since 2018. Efforts have been made around conversations told that there aren't significant pathways of progression for teachers. So I announced in the recent budget over 1,000 additional posts of responsibility. We're providing a €2,000 bursary, if you like, to students who do the Masters in Education. We have introduced upskilling courses. We've lifted all restrictions on teachers who are on career break and retired teachers. So we've looked at a whole, plethora and innovative measures to ensure that there is an availability of teachers. And perhaps one of the most effective ones has been we've introduced new pathways for trainee teachers or student teachers, meaning we've now 3,000 to 4,000 of them coming on stream and being an enormous addition to our schools. So, I think it's quite significant to say that we have more teaching posts now than we've ever had before. We have more teachers in the system than ever before. We have reduced the pupil-teacher ratio to an historic low of 23-1. We have our special education classes where we have six pupils to one teacher and two SNAs again.
This all sounds wonderful.
We're also demanding additional teachers.
And you have me convinced, except for I'm reading in the papers this morning that there are 2,000 vacancies in the teaching profession and half of young teachers are thinking of emigrating.
Well, again, to be fair, just in terms of that, from time to time, we're always going to have vacancies, whether for sick leave or whether for, a variety of different issues that might occur. That's the nature across, all sectors. And as I said, we've introduced all these other flexibilities to ensure where there will be teachers available.
You haven't introduced some of the ones that they want. They're saying that they'd like things like the Masters, which is a 2 years. They'd like that cut to a 1 year Masters to mirror the old HDIP system. Are you looking at that?
Well, look, in relation to that, I think teacher unions would be the first to articulate that there's more and more being asked of teachers every single day. We need them to have, even greater competencies now than ever before, particularly in areas like whether it's special education, whether it's in areas of RSE or so many different curricular demands, changing curriculums and all of that. So, there is a demand in terms of the 2 years. But look, again, I've been very clear, nothing is off the table. We will look at everything. But I do think given that more and more has been asked of teachers, obviously more and more training is required as well.
They're also looking for you to, I'm not entirely sure what, because teachers have accepted the public sector pay deal with a significant majority, but to entice teachers back home, I think there's about 4,500 teachers, qualified Irish teachers working abroad, that they want you to entice them back home. Have you looked at that? I'm not entirely sure how you entice people back home from places like Dubai where they don't pay tax and it's very, very well paid. I'm not sure you can compete with such markets, but have you looked at that?
Well, look, again, I want to acknowledge, young people from time to time will often choose to go abroad and that is their right. And equally, but I don't underestimate some are choosing to go because of, circumstances at home. But notwithstanding that, again, you yourself pointed to the fact that, we've a new pay deal, which means we have a starting out salary of €46,000 for a young person and the top of the salary is €85,000. Also want to acknowledge that with all teaching service, we say in the EU and UK is recognised. And equally so, we're saying, and this is an area where the teacher unions are pursuing this, we say teaching service in private schools at post-primary in non-EU schools is not currently recognised. And they are very keen that would be the case. That is a matter for the Teacher Conciliation Council. We will look at everything. But I will say that it is recognised with the primary level and I don't think the INTO and the primary unions would say that that has solved any great issues for them. There will always be push and pull factors, and I think we have to be very cognizant of the need for balance in terms of making it over attractive, for those to go abroad in terms of recognition of service in non-EU and UK countries. Okay.
A couple of other things before I let you go, Minister. Last week on the show, we covered the fact that, particularly at primary level, the rate of violence, the rate of assaults on teachers, up to 60% of teachers say that they have been assaulted or intimidated physically in their workplace. This is at primary level. That seems like an extraordinary figure. What can and will be done about it?
Look, again, I want to acknowledge that it is not something we want to see, that is not something that is acceptable. Look, we have more than 75,000 teachers in the entire system. I recognise there was a survey done there of a number of teachers. And again, as I say, it is never, ever acceptable.
No.
We are currently piloting...
They would say a lot of those children who are assaulting them are children with additional needs, and that they just simply need more resources and support.
Well, again, just in terms of the supports that are available in terms of our special classes or in instances like that, we're talking about one teacher, two SMAs to six pupils. But notwithstanding that, I don't for 1 minute underestimate that there can be challenges, behaviours of concern. There is a policy in relation to that. That policy is now being trialled, or those guidelines are being trialled in our special schools. And I think that's important, so that those who are on the ground are, if you like, trialled.
If it's 60% of teachers, though, this is an issue that far extends beyond special schools.
Well, indeed, and I've acknowledged that we're talking about 75,000 teachers in the system, and it is not acceptable at any point that would be an experience. But we are, I think it's important where there are specific issues that we trial them first, and it will be rolled out right across the country. And equally so, more importantly, I think from a teacher's point of view, the necessary training that will be provided, that will be required, will be provided in terms of supporting staff within schools deal with behaviours of concern.
Minister, we've been talking about it all morning on the show. There are some shocking, and I think it is fair to call it shocking, statistics in the papers this morning that Commissioner Naman is saying that there's been a sharp rise among the cohort aged 7 to 10, so primary school kids who are making their Holy Communion, in self-generated compromising images of a sexual nature. I think parents have no idea, with the best intentions and the best will in the world, what is going on for very young children on smartphones. What is going to be done? You held a meeting with those social media platforms about a month ago. At what point is the government going to act and say self-regulation isn't working, allowing these companies to have a direct access to our children isn't working, and laws need to be put in place to protect kids?
Absolutely. And I specifically referenced it in my remarks to the INTO yesterday. It is appalling, and it is shocking. And obviously this has come from my engagement also with Commissioner Naman. We are very clear that the regulatory footing is in place, and there will be significant fines for companies, 20% of their worldwide profits. We're talking about tens of millions in relation to that. But equally so, I think you're quite right, and you've put your finger on it in terms of, parents need to be educated in this space as well. They need to be educated around, look, there are enormous benefits in terms of all the technological advances.
Are there actual benefits to primary school kids with being on smartphones? Because I can't really see any.
But just in its broadest context, in terms of technology, there can be enormous benefits, but there are also enormous challenges. And particularly, we have been very clear in the Department of Education that they're in our view, that there should be a policy, and parents, we're inviting parents to become involved in this. We're providing support for parents to be informed in this space, in terms of not purchasing mobile phones for children of primary
school. If we know that they shouldn't be doing that, if we know that parents shouldn't be purchasing mobile phones, would we not just make it illegal the way we know parents shouldn't be giving seven-year-olds alcohol, so it's illegal. Should this not fall under the same kind of remit?
Well, to be fair, I think the first step is information, and it is informing and opening, I suppose, everybody's eyes to the consequences and to the impact that it's having, and you've already articulated that. I think we work in the first instance in terms of education. So we have asked parents to come on board. We're not saying to deny the purchase of the mobile phone on a long-term basis. We're just saying strictly for primary school children, we have set up engagement right throughout across the country through our education centres.
Okay.
We are...
I'm taking from what you're saying, no laws coming in at the moment, just encouragement.
Well, to be fair, you know, I think parents do have an ownership here as well. And it's what we have said in education is shared responsibility.
Right.
We will provide support. We will provide the information. But parents do have, you know, a responsibility in this space.
Okay.
They don't have to purchase a mobile phone.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.